Of all the states that are cracking down on illegal immigrants, one state is leading the way and one man is leading the charge. The state is Arizona. The man is State Representative Russell Pierce. He comes from Mesa, Arizona, and he's one of three people we're meeting this week who are determined to make a difference in the immigration debate. NPR's Ted Robbins reports on a single-minded lawmaker.
If interior designers had a name to describe Russell Pierce's office, it'd probably be Vintage Politico. His walls and desk are covered with the kinds of awards, keepsakes, and handshake photos politicians love. Pierce looks around and decides two photos give him the most consistent inspiration: a smiling Ronald Reagan and John Wayne in a cowboy outfit. Two icons of law and order. Before Russell Pierce was elected to serve conservative Mesa next to Phoenix, he served 23 years as a sheriff's deputy.
I believe in the rule of law, always have. I've always believed in the rule of law. We're a nation of laws.
And Russell Pierce believes at least a 500,000 people, illegal immigrants mostly from Mexico, are breaking the law simply by living in Arizona.
I will not back off till we resolve this problem of this illegal invasion. Invaders, that's what they are. They're invaders on the American sovereignty, and it can't be tolerated.
So Russell Pierce has been making laws to slow that invasion, more than a dozen so far. He co-wrote Prop 200, which restricted illegal immigrants' access to state services. He sponsored Arizona's employer sanction law, which suspends or revokes business licenses if employers knowingly hire illegal immigrants. And he says he may introduce legislation to challenge the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, which gives automatic citizenship to anyone born on U.S. soil. Russell Pierce is surfing a wave of frustration with Congress's inaction on immigration.
Motion before you. Those in favor will say aye.
Pierce's power as a lawmaker comes from his position as chair of the Arizona House Appropriations Committee. He helps decide which bills get heard. In the give-and-take world of legislation, that's powerful leverage for getting your own bills passed.
The House will now please come to order.
When colleagues try to explain his single-minded dedication to the rule of law and to fighting illegal immigration, they cite two influences. First, as a cop, Pierce saw the worst of society. He was shot in the chest and finger by a gang member. 3 years ago, his son, also a deputy, was severely wounded by a criminal who happened to be an illegal immigrant.
Did it cause for some recommitment? I suspect it had some influence there.
Pierce claims illegal immigrants are responsible for much of Arizona's crime, and he admits to feeling discomfort over the way society here is changing.
Drive around parts of Phoenix, drive around parts of Mesa. I get calls all the time, and it's not because they're Hispanic. It's because the culture is different. The gangs are bigger, the more violence. Kidnappings are way up. That's a Mexico and Central America way of doing business.
Opponents say Pierce is a racist. It's a charge he vehemently denies. He is profoundly influenced by his religion. Pierce is a devout Mormon. He and others say he is deeply committed to the church's command for obedience to the law. Bill Kopernicki is another Arizona Republican state representative. He, too, is Mormon.
I think Representative Pierce really genuinely believes what he's doing is the correct thing to do, and it's hard to argue against that.
Kopernicki may not argue with Pierce's sincerity, but he disagrees with his colleague's position. He says there's little evidence that illegal immigrants commit more crime than the rest of the population. And he says the Mormon Church calls for compassion toward the stranger. But Russell Pierce is in power at the right time, in the right place. Arizona is experiencing the biggest influx of legal and illegal immigration in its history, making it the testing ground for state legislation against illegal immigrants. Russell Pierce is fond of saying he's only helping take back America one state at a time. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
You can hear two other influential voices on immigration at npr.org.